Well, it's a real blessing to be back here, Brother Mike and his people. Thank the Lord for the goodness of the Lord and how good the Lord is. Praise his holy name. Amen. And looking forward to God being with us tonight and giving us a good service. Been looking forward to getting back by and see your folk. And really praying that God would help us tonight. Now, of course, we have traveled all over the United States, from the west to the east, Canada, Mexico, trying to help churches over where our ministers, been our minister for years, and trying to help small churches or either start new churches. Churches don't have a pastor and help them. And so our last work was over in Oklahoma, and we was there, and I promised them when they asked me to come out and preach a revival for them, and I went out there and preached for them. They didn't have a pastor, so they approached me about helping them, and I promised them, I said, well, I'll help you until the Lord supply a pastor for you, and then I will, we'll turn it over to him, and I'll find me somewhere else to work. And to do. But anyway, so that's what happened. And of course, Brother Doug Bell, it was out of our Jubilee. And when he was there, he said it felt like the Lord touched his heart for that church, for that work. And so then for the rest of the time, we've been praying and communing with one another. And then two Sundays ago, I believe it was two or three Sundays, or I think it was three Sundays ago, amen, we voted him in as pastor, and I resigned as interim pastor. And so, amen. So I'm looking again where the Lord wants me to go, what he wants me to do. And thank God for it. I know we've had quite a few churches that got started, and some quit already. But then with some's going on, amen, still serving the Lord and doing the work for God today, and how we thank the Lord for it, for what the Lord has used us for and for his glory. And so, amen, God's not in so much in these large churches, but God, I find God around these small churches, or what we call small churches, but there's no such a thing as a small church with God. Jesus said, where there's two or three gathered together in his name, he's in the midst. And, of course, the most of these larger churches don't give up on the word of God. They don't give up on standing for God years ago. And they're more interested in a crowd than they are, amen, in these days of standing for the truth. And so, amen. So that's where we're at right now. And we're headed back to Oklahoma right now for a couple of days. And going out to try to get some more of our stuff together. And amen. And take it back to Kentucky. Amen. And of course, and then we'll go there. There's a little church there in Elizabethtown, Kentucky. With the pastor and his wife, they got seven members. And been out burdened to try to help them some, just go and visit, being that you just go down. They don't have a piano player. My wife can play for them, piano player, and I can be in there for them to have somebody to shoot at. Hallelujah. But anyway, so the Lord, Galilee Baptist Church is the name of it, and so that's what we do when we're not busy elsewhere. It's about an hour from us. That's the closest thing to us. It's about an hour from us, all depending on the traffic. And when I'm not busy, that's where I'm there helping them, being in their services and try to be a blessing there. Amen. So we pray for them. Brother Steve Alexander is the pastor. So pray for him. Amen. God will help him and touch him. Got a nice little building there, but amen. Look like they just can't get nobody in. But amen. So just pray. Maybe God will help us in a way that we will be a blessing to them. Amen. Anyway, and so, all right. And so just pray to God will help us. And we'll find a direction of the Lord. That's what I want to do right now. And amen. If the Lord have me to preach meetings or whatever he has me to do, that's fine with me. As long as, amen, whatever he wants me to do, I'll fill in him. Pastor, if the place is empty or something, sometime for a pastor. I'm open for whatever God's will is. And but I'm not as young as I used to be. I used to run up in the pulpit, and now I can't hardly get up in the pulpit. Amen. But and I used to be real lively in my preaching, running, you know, jumping and carrying on, but I don't do that no more either. Amen. Done fell two or three times, and so, amen. So, amen. So I don't. Most time I stand here and hold it to the pulpit today. Amen. So. The old Eurofica in my body and all that stuff, Vietnam and all, it done about got this old body in shape where it ain't worth much. Amen. But anyway, far as activity is concerned, but I still get about, and I praise God for that. Amen. I'm still able to get about. You pray for us, the Lord will help us and keep us in his will. Well, the preacher, he always got up in the pulpit to preach. He put up, take it all in the coat pocket. He always get it, take out a mint and put it in his mouth. And he'd preach as long as that mint was in his mouth. When that mint started to dissolve away, he knew it was time for him to start quitting and pull his sermon down to the end. Well, he reached out that Sunday morning, reached in his coat pocket, got them put in his mouth, and it never did dissolve. He kept on preaching, and it still didn't dissolve. It was, he kept on trying to find something to say, Come to find out, he threw the button in there instead of a man. And that was it. All right. So pray for us, Lord, to be with us, and Lord, to help us, and we will find God's direction in our lives. And I want to be in his will. I want to be doing that. I want to keep on going. If I have it my way, I want to die in the pulpit. Keep on preaching. Keep on preaching. That's where I want to, if you have it my way. But you can't always have your way. God's already, he knows where and when. He holds death in his hand, life in his hand. And if he would do that. But I like to be on my knees somewhere praying one or doing something for God, witness to somebody, whatever. I want to be doing something for the Lord. Amen. And that's my heart's desire ever since the Lord called me and put me in the ministry. And even before then, in my church, local church, I worked and labored with my pastor and visited and trying to get people in the house of God. And then God called us to preach. Amen. Open your Bibles to the book of Philippians in chapter number 3. Philippians in chapter number 3. And I'll bring a few thoughts I have on my heart tonight. And I hope it'll be a blessing to your heart. Philippians is a wonderful little book. 4 chapters. And I reckon I probably enjoy reading this 4 little chapters more than I do any little section of the Bible. It's a complete work of the local church, starting off from the first chapter, what the local church ought to be doing and how it ought to be doing, through the 4th chapter. Amen. And of course, and I think it gives a complete work. You find other scriptures, but these 4 chapters look like it all dovetails together. Down to Philippi, when Paul went through Philippi, amen, he found some disciples, and he began to teach them and give them the word of God. And And then them people began to practice what Apostle Paul gave them while he was there at Philippi. Amen. And of course, in Philippians church come out, hey, this letter is to them after the Apostle Paul had gone many days. But I'll take a few thoughts out of chapter number 3 tonight. Take a few thoughts out of chapter number 3 and give to you. And I hope it'll do something for our heart. Would you pray for me? Amen. Our Heavenly Father, how I thank you for the grace of God. How I thank you, Lord, for the mercies of God. I ask you in Jesus' name, now, Lord, that you help us. Help me. Oh, God, now down I stand alone. I need the help of the Lord. And with the help of the Lord, help me, Lord, tonight. I'll try to be obedient to you and preach as thus saith God. As you deal with my heart, and we'll thank thee and we'll praise you for touching and strengthening the saints. And Lord, if there's one lost here tonight that knows not Jesus Christ, I pray, oh God, that you'd save him by your marvelous grace, and we'll give your name the praise and the honor and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray and ask it. Amen and amen. In the book of Philippians, in verses chapter number 3, amen, starting with verse number 1. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. Boy, enough times they're going to rejoice in this now. We need to keep on praising God, have a mouth to praise him, lifting up him and praising the Lord. Lord, thank God. How good God. Isn't it good to be saved? Hallelujah. I mean to know the Lord in these perilous days that we're living in, these times of uncertainty that we're living in. I thank God that I got the peace of God in my soul, in my heart. Well, preacher, what's going to happen? I know what's going to happen. Jesus is coming. That's what I'm looking for. Amen. That's what I'm looking for, is for the Lord is to come. And he said, but I want to rejoice in my Savior. I don't want to lose my joy. I want to keep my joy and rejoice in him and give him praises throughout today for his goodness unto us. Amen. And certainly how good God is. I'm telling you, he's good. Amen. He loves his children. He's never forsaken me. He's never let us down. And he won't let us down. I've been let down as you have. I've been let down by a lot of people. Amen, brother friend, and a lot of friends. But thank God, Jesus knows. Never let me down. Amen. Oh, no, he's been the friend that has stuck closer than a brother. And brother, then he's always gone on. And even when I failed him and I come short of being all I should be, brother, then Jesus still is faithful unto his children. He's faithful unto his children. So Paul said, finally, my brethren, his address to the church. Amen. The brethren, to saints of God. He said, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. And to write the same things to you, to me, indeed, it's not grievous, but for you, it is safe. Amen. We need to be remembered. Amen. We need to remember where God found us at. We need to remember what God has done for us. We need to remember all the blessings that the Lord has given us. Amen. Thank God. And I'm telling you, brother friend, we need to be reminded. Amen. Peter said, I write the scripture to remind you. Amen, brother friend. We are people that forget. We are people that get caught up in this world and get caught up in the things of this world sometimes. And the Lord, we let the things of God slip by and get by. Hey, we need to be reminded. We need to be faithful until Jesus gets here, until Jesus comes. Amen. God's going to reward us for our faithfulness. Amen. Amen, brother friend, and we all need to be remembered. So he said, I want to remember you. Amen. And then he says, brother friend, I want you, it's safe for you to do this. Thanks to God, your pastor. He gets up in the pulpit and the messages that he brings, it's for your safety. It's for your safety. Hallelujah. And why? Because there's an adversary, the devil is out there. He's after you, friend. Amen.
that I'm 76 years old and has been out to me to hold my all of my Christian life. Amen. I thought when I was first a young child of God, I said, well, if I could get a few victories in my life, man, I'm going to be a real Christian. It's got worse. Hallelujah. And still a bother. I believe the devil bothers me more now. Hey, brother Mike, he bothers me more now than he did when I was a young Christian. Amen. Brother Finn, my body growing weak, my mind growing weak, and brother Finn, he brother gets on me. But I'm telling you, thank God, I got a Savior, hey, that's going to stay with us and go with us and be with us all the way home. Hallelujah. He's going to take us home. Amen. Yes, sir. So he said, it's safe for you. It's safe for you, these things I've given you. It's safe for you here in the Word of God. It'd be safe. He said, beware of dogs. Well, we're in the day of sodomites, aren't we? Amen. Sodom is everywhere. Men and women both. I'm telling you, amen, they're worse than a bunch of dogs. Amen. And their sodom and their deeds that they're doing. Oh, brother friend, and we're in a world today. Sad to say, I never believe I'd see it like it is today. Brother friend, when people accept such sin, accept such rottenness, accept such ungodliness, amen, that they have accepted and made it a lifestyle in America, amen, and made it okay in America, amen. I was talking to a young man the other day, and he said, talking about some of these things like it. He said, well, it's come acceptable in our society. Now, acceptable, nothing. It ain't come acceptable with God. It's still wicked, ungodly, unholy, and it's not accepted by Almighty God. Amen. It's not accepted. Amen. Of course, Revelation chapter number 21 tells us without a dog, isn't he? Amen. He's not talking about a four-legged animal. He's talking about people that act like a four-legged animal. Amen. That's what he's talking about. Amen. Yes, sir. They have the nature of a dog is what they have. I'm not going to get into all of that, but he said, beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Oh, brother friend, evil worker. Today we live in a day and age, brother mine, when people in a church try to work against the pastor. They'll try to work against the gospel. They'll try to run the work for the gospel. Amen. The evil workers in the church try to stir up trouble, try to stir up problems in the church. Oh, brother, he said, beware of those people in the church. Amen. You better watch. You don't really in your ears. There's somebody that's got faults to share. Amen. Evil workers. Amen. We ought to try to encourage one another and help one another. Well, he says, beware of evil workers and beware of the concision. And his brother friend, those giving up, not standing up for the truth, not having convictions as they ought to have. My brother friend, against for the truth and the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So he tells me, amen, he's going to stir you up. Hey, somebody trying to discourage you, dishearten you against the work of God and what God is doing, finding fault, I say you need not to have anything to do with them and let them know you're going on for God. Amen. You're not going to put up with discord. You're not going to put up with trouble. Hey, you're going to stand with God. Amen. Amen. I could spend the rest of the night talking about what some people have done in order to discourage the work of God and what some people will do. Amen. Brother, you better beware. Listen to me, you young people sitting here. You better listen to me. Hey, you better be careful. The old preacher used to say all the time, you better beware of the devil. He'll slip a slippery shoe on you. Amen. And he will. He'll try to get you out of tune with God, get you out of tune with the pastor, get you out of tune with brothers and sisters in the church. He don't care how he does it, what he goes about to do. He's going to do everything he can to get you out of tune of fellowship down at the house of God. Everything he can. Amen. He's going to do it. Well, I don't like this and I don't like that. I don't like this and I don't like that. Well, amen. You like it. The devil took over, I reckon. Amen. Amen, brother friend. Yes, sir. Well, amen. So he tells us, beware of that. Verse number 3. For we are circumcision, which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. So he tells us what we are. Verse number 3 tells us what we are. We are those who have been that circumcision, we are saved of the circumcision of the heart. He says, which worship God. We out here to worship God. They're here to worship God. Amen. Amen. That's that. Primary purpose of us being in the church, the house of God tonight, is that we learn to worship Him, and we worship Him in our daily life. We worship Him, beloved friend, when we get up of a morning. We worship Him in the Word of God, and by beloved friend, hey, I'm saying today we need to keep that. If you don't watch it, I am, and I'm a preacher. If I don't watch it, I get busy about something on Monday on the morning and forget about spending time as I ought to spend in the things of God. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. I'm telling you, oh God, help us in this day. I'm just telling you how I am. Amen. And so, Brother Finn, I want to worship Him. I want to worship Him every day of my life. I want to, Brother Finn, fellowship with Him. Oh, nothing like having fellowship with the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you, have the time with Him and spend some time with Him in the Word of God. Spend some time with Him on our knees of prayer. I spend some time, beloved friend, praying for the lost and those that's on the way to hell, and then to spend some time praying for one another. I'm telling you, amen, that's worshiping the Lord, falling before Him and worshiping Him. Amen. They always fell at the feet of Jesus and worship the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, sir, it takes that. It takes that, amen, to worship Him. Well, I got to get out of this coat. Amen. We'll get too hot here in a few minutes. Amen. Well, now lost. Amen. I couldn't get it done, Brother Mike. Why did you have it plugged up there? I don't know. I'm looking for a hole somewhere.
It's in the side.
Over here?
Yeah, one of the earphones.
Can you right there?
The earphone? Yeah.
Is that the right place?
Yeah. Let me see. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, okay, hallelujah. Now, let me get out of this coat. Amen. Oh, amen. All right. Amen. Worshiping the Lord. Worshiping Him. Amen. We need to worship Him. Amen. Be faithful in worshiping Him. Amen. Yes, sir. Look at what the Word of God says. So worship God. We are those that worship God. Amen. 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 These people talk about worshiping the earth. Amen. Worshiping Mother Earth. It ain't no Mother Earth. It's God is the Creator. Amen. He made the heavens and the earth and everything therein. He made the seas and everything therein. Hallelujah. He made the earth and the worm in it. Amen. That crawls in it. Hallelujah. He made it all. Ain't nothing that He didn't make. He made the stars. He made the moon. It's all made by Almighty God. Our Savior, thank God. Hey, we America's a nation now. Amen. As a whole, don't believe that. But if they think they preserving this earth, oh, what a waste of time. You're not preserving this earth. This earth is preserved for the destruction of the Lord Jesus Christ, and He gonna burn it up one day. Amen. Everything in it. Amen. We need to get our minds off of what this world has got it set for and get it on Jesus. Amen. Well, amen. We worship God in the Spirit. We rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Amen. We learn that this flesh can't be trusted. I can't trust my flesh. You can't trust your flesh. Yeah, amen, brother friend. You have no confidence in it. I've been now 76 years old. Oh, I've been saved for 50-some year. I'm my beloved friend, and I'm telling you, I still have, my flesh is as wicked and as vile as it always has been. I have to die to it daily. Amen. We have to die to this flesh. And Brother Finn said, no, I'm not yielding to this flesh. I'm not going to obey this flesh. And thank God, Brother Finn, seek out the holiness and righteousness unto God. Amen. Instead of this flesh. Yes, sir. He said, though I might all also have a confidence in the flesh. If any other man think that he have thereof, he might trust in the flesh, I more. He's talking about, now he's talking about what he is and what he's doing, and people are like that. He said, circumcised on the eighth day of the stock of Israel. Boy, he got a good good report that I give daily. Amen. Come on in, sister. Hallelujah. Circumcised eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, that's touching the law, a Pharisee. Boy, he got a pretty good start, hadn't he? He got concerned zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. The righteousness which was in the law, I was blameless. Boy, tell me, amen, beloved friend. He could have bragged about a lot of things, couldn't he? But he was still lost on his way to hell. He was still lost. All of those works he has there is not by works of righteousness which we have done, but we're saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves, is the gift of God, unless any man should boast. Hallelujah. I am only what I am by the grace of God, and you are what you are by the grace of God and nothing else. Amen. His grace and his grace alone. Concern, amen. He said, verse number 7, but what things were gained to me, those I count loss for Christ. Are you interested in serving God? That's what you're going to have to do. Amen. You have kept everything in religion that you may have lost. Amen. You can count it as loss. And by your works, it says, you count them as nothing. Amen. If God, by his grace and mercy, sees fit to reward this old preacher, amen. I said, thank you. Thank you. I don't deserve any reward. It's Jesus that saved. It's Jesus that made me holy. It's Jesus that delivered me from the corruption of sin. Amen. Thank God. He keeps me. I'm kept by the power of God. Hallelujah. And that's it. That's the only way you kept, is the power of God. That power of the Lord. So he said, I count that everything but loss. I count it loss. Yet doubtless, and I count, verse 8, yet doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things. And I do count them, but dumb that I may with Christ, that I may win Christ. Amen. Now here he comes to it. He's coming to the important. I'm coming to the important part of the message tonight. He said, what, that I may win Christ. He said, oh, I've got it all done. Amen. It's all the worthlessness. Amen. The places I've gone, the places I preach, the people that's come to God in my ministry, the preacher, that God in his grace and mercy give me the power to heal some and see some raised from the dead. I've seen some, amen, healed from the sickness. He said, but it's none of my righteousness. It's not me. It's not myself. Amen. They went about. I mean, people even come forth and bought aprons and handkerchiefs and cloths and laid them in the shallow Peter and Paul and brother friend, and people were healed of those things. But I'm telling you, thank God, the days of apostles is over with. The days of the gifts of the apostles are over with. And there is no man out there, amen, healing people. Amen. That some brother friend claim they are, amen, but they're using the powers of Satan and saying Christ is doing, when Christ is not doing it at all. Amen. Amen. God, I believe God heals. I believe God saved lives. I believe God's able. I see people healed. I see them healed by God. It won't cost my hands putting it on them. Amen. It's cost the power of God. They get out to God. Amen. I still remember the first prayer. Amen. And that, amen. And God gave me the first time. I mean, it automatically gave me the answer before I finished praying.
I still remember it. Our oldest boy was born. Amen. And he was born. He was born sick, and they didn't think he was going to live, and so they couldn't carry him home or nothing like that. So I went back there in the waiting room, got on my face before God, and began to pray and asked God, "Oh, touch my son, touch my son." Amen. Lord, with His fine grace enough for You to help my son. I said, "Our son, our first son, born son, and Lord, if You would help." And amen, I got the peace for. I got off my knees and said, "God, he was all right." I come back to the room where my wife was at, and I said, "Honey, don't worry about it. Hey, God's going to save that, keep out the child alive." Amen. God done promised me, and He's going to do it. Amen. He's going to do it. And sure enough, we had to go home and leave him in the hospital and stay down for 5 or 6 days. I don't forget exactly how many times. Amen. And so we went back, and of course, and then they let us bring him home. Amen. Said he was all right. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. But my friend, I'm telling you, amen, beginning of God answering prayer. Oh, do you have some prayers that you know? Hey, you prayed and God answered. Amen. You have some prayers that you know. You spent some time with God and God gave you the peace and everything's going to be all right. Hallelujah. You ought to have that kind of prayer life. You ought to have that kind of prayer life. You young people in this church, I'm telling you, thank God's enough of you. Get on fire for God. Hallelujah. And turn this community upside down for Jesus. Amen. I mean, get on fire for God. I beg God for some sinners. Beg God for some lost people. You know them. You know them out here. Amen. Some of them might be even some of your own relatives. Oh, get out to God and beg God. I plead for those sinners to be saved. Please for them to come into the things of God. Oh, listen. Hey, God can help. And God will help. They can't get saved without the conviction of the Holy Ghost. But you can pray it on them. Amen. Yes, sir. You can pray it on them. Amen. Get conviction in their lives. Oh, yes, sir. And pray it on them. I'm telling you, God can do it. So He says, amen. What is it? He said, that I might win Christ. Now, that's my text for my scripture tonight. That I might win Christ. The most important part in your life is that you will win Him as your dearest friend. You win Him as your power in your life. Winning Christ, Paul said, amen, all this religious things, all that laid out, what He'd done, who He was, what the Pharisee of the Pharisees and all of that. And as a Pharisee, He was blameless. He was blameless in the laws of God. As a Pharisee, He said, "Oh, I lay that aside that I may win Christ." I want to win Christ in my life. And you should have a desire, young people, that you want to win Christ. Amen. In your life, you want to win Him more than you want riches, more than you want anything else in this world. Oh boy, that Oklahoma, he was a rock star. And amen. And he sung that rap music. Amen. He gets what do you call tattoos all over his face and all over his arm. And I don't know what's underneath of his shirt. I told him, "Don't show it. I don't want to see it." Amen. But my beloved friend, but his desire is to win Christ. Win Christ. Hallelujah. It cost him. He's trying to get them off the side of his head and face, on his face and all. It cost him $100 per trip. Amen, for treatment to try to get those things off. He'll spend thousands of dollars trying to get those things off. Huh? Amen, thank God. I say hallelujah. Amen, yes, sir. My beloved friend, at least he hates it and despises it. I'm telling you, thank God. He wants to get them off his hand, get them off his face and get them off his hands. Amen. And beloved friend, and of course, and when I've seen him without a long sleeve shirt on, I've seen him in a short sleeve shirt, they're all up his arm, because the pattern for a rock singer
the pattern for a rock singer, and they the one brought it all about on man. Amen. But then they have those tattoos all over the body. That's the reason these sports players has got it. Amen. They got it all over their body. Amen. Why? It's a demonic power. And he was gaining demonic power and success as a rap singer. I'm telling you, but thank God he made a mistake. He got under the preaching of the word of God of an old time preacher. Hallelujah. He got under the conviction of the Holy Ghost, and he couldn't keep that. And Brother Finn, he couldn't take it. And so he finally surrendered his heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ, repented of his sins, and asked Jesus as his Savior. Hallelujah. And now he goes about telling about Jesus. Hallelujah. Telling about the Savior. Amen. Done that for me. Done that for you. He done it for you and you that are saved. Yes, sir. Thank God. Hallelujah. I was in my early 20s. Amen. When God, my brother friend came by and visited me, got out to my heart. Amen. On a Thursday night, I'll never forget it. It's just as real as the blind bombing in the eyes when he got his eyes open. Hallelujah. It's just as real. I'm kind of like that young man in his upper 40s, blind, had never been able to see. Amen. Jesus touched him and healed him. And the Pharisees got all upset about it and claimed that he didn't do it in the power. He said, well, this one thing I know, wherein I was blind, now I see. Woo! Hallelujah. Hey, they called me everything they can call me from the time I got saved. My own brothers. Amen. Within old kin folks and relatives. Amen. But I'm telling you, hey, I know one thing. God made a change in me on that Thursday night. Amen. Back yonder in March. Oh, amen. Amen. 50 some years ago. Woo! Hallelujah. I wish I was young. I'd run these pews. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. It's still real. It's still real. It's still real, children. It's still real. Yes, sir. Well, look at it now. And be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Amen. We're saved by grace through faith. That not of ourselves is a gift of God. Amen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of not seen. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Amen. You can't please God. And Brother Finn, he demands repentance unto him. Amen. Have to repent unto God of your sins or who you are, and then ask Jesus Christ to save you. You can't get saved without repentance. Amen. Brother Finn. And Jesus preached repentance. Everywhere in the Word of God said repentance. Even the Old Testament taught repentance. And yet, my beloved friend, and you don't get saved just believing in God. Oh, no. You don't get saved just believing in Jesus. You got to repent to God and then have faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. Then you can find salvation when you do that. Amen. Repentance toward God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's what has to happen. Amen. You have a place where when I've witnessed the people out there, and everybody's saved today. Everybody. You use the word term saved to them. Oh, yeah, I'm saved. And amen. Everybody talked to. I ain't talked to a man that admit that he's a sinner in a long time. And then, but what our next question I asked him, I said, when did you get under conviction? They don't know what I'm talking about. You got no eyes. And I said, you got to get under conviction of your sins before you can get saved. Amen. A child in this church may get saved, but she going to get under conviction that she's a sinner before God's going to save her. Right. Amen. Yes, sir. God save a child. Amen, amen, amen. But she has to get on the conviction that she's a sinner and she sinned against God. She'll remember if she's told her a tale. If she said something that wasn't so, she will remember, amen, but disobeying her parents. She'll remember some kind of sins that she had committed, and she'll say, it's against God that I committed. It's against God that I've done it. And beg God to forgive her and ask Jesus to come into her heart and save her, and her, she's a candidate for salvation, dear. Or he's a candidate for salvation, dear. Yes, sir. Well, hey, let me go on. All right, look at verses number 10.
that I may know him in the power of his resurrection. Resurrection power. Oh, yeah, I got saved. I had everything in my life that you could have in that day and age. Amen. That I lived in. Now, dope wasn't a thing that was passed around in the days when I got saved. But had it been, I would have probably been on dope. Amen. But I was on stuff worse than that. I was on alcohol. I was fulfilling my flesh with all the lust that was wanted. I'm telling you, amen. But God got it to me on that thirst tonight. Oh, I'll never forget it. Hallelujah. Standing back on where that young man back on the sin. Amen. The Holy Ghost got up to me and said, your problem, Herbert, you're lost and on your way to hell. Amen. Oh, it scared me. You said, amen. Yeah, he shined his voice to me that night. They were singing. I mean, Brother Finn in church and having a big time. But boy, he spoke to me like I was the oldest person in there. It sounded like, amen, I was the oldest person. Above all that noise was going on, he spoke to my heart. Hallelujah. And you're lost, and you're going to hell with what your religion you got. Oh, thank God he gave me grace enough to step out of that pew, fall in the altar. Hallelujah. Amen. Call upon God. You say, where did you get saved at? I'll let you worry about that. Thank God. I know one thing. I went home a new man that night. Hallelujah. I went home a different person that night. Yes, sir. Well, Paul said that I may know him in the power of his. I tried to quit sin and different things. Tried that for years. I was under conviction about it for years. It was wrong. Amen. I tried to quit some of it. But when the weekend come around, I was back in my old same old way again. Oh, yeah. Amen. But that power of the resurrection. Amen. That power of Jesus Christ of the resurrection that got Jesus out of the grave and lifted him out of the grave. Hey, that same power works in our sinner's heart and life. Amen. God brings him out of his sins. He takes sins out of him and learned the enjoyment of sin out of him. And then by believing, friend, and God takes that out and puts the Holy Ghost in, and I'm thank God and make a new person out of you, make a new heart out of you. Amen. The power of the resurrection of Christ. Oh, the power of his resurrection. Yes, sir. And he said that I may know him. Now, Paul, here he is. Now, he's an old preacher now. He's talking about knowing him. He said, appear that I may win him in verses number 8. That I may win him. He's still after the struggle to have more of God in his life. Still after the struggle. After all the works that he's done in the book of Acts. You go there, amen, Apostle Paul. And then, amen, God let him write 7 church epistles to the church. But he still got a desire in his heart. What? Is your desire for God kind of got cool? Is your desire for God is kind of cool off? And you don't have the desire for God that you once had? Is that right? I'm telling you, amen. Do you need to get on this old-fashioned altar and beg God to forgive you and get refired? Somebody asked me, was I quitting, retiring? I said, no, I'm looking to get refired. Hallelujah. I want to get refired up for Jesus. Amen. I want to get restored up for Jesus and the things of God. Oh, that's my heart's desire. That's my desire. And Paul said, I want to know him in the power of the of resurrection and the fellowship, watch this now, of his sufferings, the fellowship of his sufferings being made conformable unto his death. You want to suffer, brother. A lot of people, it started off saying, boy, this thing is great. And as it says in the parable, but it said, with joy for a little while, endured a little while. But when temptations come, and amen, the price in the world come, amen, brother, friend, people being blessed, they quit. They stop. Well, amen. Hey, Paul ain't stopped. He's still going on. He said that I may know him in his sufferings. And if you're a child of God this month, you're a child of God. Don't get overwhelmed if suffering is in your life. Don't get overwhelmed if things come in your life that cause you to suffer. I'm telling you, amen, if suffering come in your life, don't get overwhelmed about it. Oh, listen, Jesus is working in you and working in your life and working in his life and the fellowship of his sufferings.
Hey, he said, thank God, I'm glad what Jesus suffered for me. I'm glad, hallelujah, I can suffer a little bit for him on this earth. I can suffer. Oh, yes, sir. Amen. He wants us to suffer a little bit for him. Suffer a little bit. Oh, I suffer. Paul said, amen, when we get to glory, we'll count it as nothing. Amen, what we went through and the price we had to pay. Well, Paul says it. Now I want you to look at it now. Amen. He said, verse number 11, by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Oh, that I'll prove I'm resurrected from death unto life. That's what baptism is all about. You're showing this world you've buried with Christ, raising again to walk in a newness of life. That's what it's all about. Amen. Now look at verses number 12. Here's my main message. Not as though I have already attained, neither were already perfect. But I follow after that if I may apprehend that for which also I was apprehended. Paul, what does Paul say? He says on the road to Damascus, just near outside of Damascus, and all of a sudden there's a light, amen, a brightness as the sun. Amen. Come in Acts chapter number 9. Let me read. I used to quote scripture, but I have to read them these days so I don't mess them up. In Acts chapter number 9, if you'd like to look there, I'll read it to you. Or you can read it too. Amen. Acts chapter number 9. Look at verses number 1. Here's where Paul got apprehended. Here's where he got apprehended. He says, and I saw yet breathing out threatenings and slaughters against the disciples of the Lord. I went unto the high priest and desired of him letters from to Damascus, that the synagogue, that if he found any this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. You know what I see right there? The saints of God still kept on going to the synagogue. They kept on going to church. And it stopped because Paul was coming to town. The word, we'll find out here later, that the word had given out that he was coming to town. But he kept on going to church. In our troubles, we keep on going to church. We keep on being faithful to the things of God. Look at verses number 3. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven, and he fell to the earth, and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Amen. Why persecutest him? He says, amen, amen, amen. And of course, in he says in verse number 5, and he said, who art thou, Lord? Call him Lord. I said, who are you, Lord? Amen. That's who he is. And the Lord said unto him, Jesus whom thou persecutest. I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. Now it's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And Paul had seen so many Christians die having the faith. Some put to death. Some fed the lions. Some, amen, in one way or another, was put to death. But my beloved friend, every one of them had the same. There, beloved friend, he's standing at Stephen's death. Amen. When Stephen was stoned to death, amen, they laid their garments at a young man's feet named Saul. Saul ain't got to forgive them, Lord, for what they do. Amen. How could he say that? Paul said, I believe this. Yes, this is my thoughts. You might not disagree if you want to, but I believe he heard Jesus say it at the cross. I believe he heard Jesus say, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what to do. Then then we're recorded in Stephen's death that he heard Stephen again say that, Father, forgive them, for they know what. And that's kicking against the priest. That's conviction. And the other Christians that he put to death, it was convicting. How can those people say that when they going to death, going to death. Amen, boy. And he says, amen. That's so it, the Lord says, it's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. I mean, under conviction. He was under such conviction. Then look at verse number 6. And he trembling and astonishing, Lord, what will thou have me to do? Amen. Yes, sir. And then the Lord began to get, and the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the city, and it shall be told. That's what you had to have a preacher. You don't get saved without a preacher, friend. I'm a track man. I pass out tracks. Amen. I give out tracks. And a track can get them under conviction, but it can't save them. They got to have a preacher. Amen. By the word of God. The word of God got to preach. Amen. Preach to them. And the word of God preached to them. Then it gets said, that's when he told Paul, you go into Damascus, and it'll be told you what you do. Amen. Who was it? Cornelius. Amen. Amen. He got out of wanting God so bad. He wanted God so bad. He said, send for Peter. Amen. Peter, come down and tell you what to do. Amen. God uses a preacher. Well, hallelujah. I don't understand at all how you can use an uncertain, uncultural person as I am, as I'm weak as I am, uneducated, don't know a whole lot, but oh, I've seen some sinners fall in the altar under the preached word of God and get saved by God's grace. Amen. 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 Yes, sir. Well, God uses a preacher. Amen. So much. When I got saved, I couldn't have read one verse of scripture I read to you tonight. Amen. And my pastor took the little testament and marked out little scriptures where I could go through that testament and show people how to be saved. Show people how they needed to be saved. Oh, yes, sir. Talk to my neighbors. Talk to my family, brothers and loved ones. Amen. And more I talked to, more they hated me. They said, leave everybody alone. You're making everybody mad. I said, what difference? They go to hell mad or glad. Amen. They're going to hell anyway. Amen. So just, well, make them mad on the way. Say, amen. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. You get mad, it might cause them. Amen. Want to do something with God. That's right. But anyway, so Paul said here, he says, and he's trembling and astonished and said, Lord, what will thou have me to do? Now go back to Philippians in chapter 3. Go back to Philippians. Now he's been apprehended. He said, I've been apprehended by somebody. I've been apprehended. Have you been apprehended by somebody? Paul said, I've been apprehended. Amen. Oh, yes. He said, I've been apprehended. Watch what he says. Amen. He said, I've been apprehended. Amen. I want to follow him, follow after him, if I may, that I may apprehend that of which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. He said, now I want to apprehend Jesus. He apprehended, I want to seek after Jesus till I apprehend him. I want him in my heart. I want him. Oh, that ought to be the desire of every born again, blood washed child of God here tonight. Amen. That you may apprehend Christ that has apprehended you. Hallelujah. You know where he found you at. Amen. Now it should be your desire and my desire to apprehend him. Amen. Watch what he said. Look at verses number here. Amen. So he said, watch verse number 12, 13. Brethren, verse 13. Brethren, I can. Now he's talking to saved people. He's not talking to lost people. I've said tonight, probably most every person in this building probably professes Jesus Christ. Most every person in this building professes Jesus Christ, probably. Amen. Are you striving to apprehend him that has apprehended you? Amen. Paul was. He's an older man now. Years of serving God. Going down through across Judea and across Asia and giving the gospel and been down to Philippi, and now he's writing back down to the church at Philippi. Oh, here's something you need to do. Here's something I need to do. Is strive to apprehend him. I see so many today, Brother Mike, and you do too. Look like there's no apprehending in their life. Look like there's no desire to know more about God. There's no desire to know more about Jesus. How can that be? How can that be? If he delivered your soul from hell, he delivered you from a lost life. How can it not be that you will not try to apprehend him now? Amen. Seek out the him. Beg for him. Why waste your intellect in the things of this world? And why don't you use it to seek after God? Amen. Boy, I'll never forget. I pray, and I had a place down in the woods where I go pray. Amen. And one morning I went over there and took my Bible, amen, back over there, and a little gutted back place. There's a stump there, and down on that stump, and I've been praying, oh God, I've been praying for some time, I don't know how long. It was on a Wednesday night, like tonight, that I got on the altar. I remember just as good as it happened last night over here, and my condition. And I said, Lord, I want to be used of thee. Lord, let me be used of thee. I plead, Lord, please use me for your glory. Amen. And kind of forgot about my prayer. Amen. And boy, I got down in that woods that morning. I've been going out there and praying in my little prayer place. And boy, and I was on my face and begging God, Lord, help me, use me. I want to be used of thee. Show me, Lord, what you want me to do. Show me, Lord, what you want me to do. Oh, what I could be used of thee. And in my Bible, I didn't know why, but it fell over to Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 19. I can do all things through Christ Jesus. I can do all things through Christ Jesus. Let me turn over and read it. Hallelujah. Which strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ Jesus. Verse 13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Amen. In that scripture, and God said, you can get up and go for me now. I'll strengthen you. I went to Bible school, got in Bible school. I was 36 years of age. Amen. Sitting in Bible school, and before I could write out, without taking my Bible and see how to spell some of the words, before I could write out, the Lord Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. I couldn't write it out before having to look it up some of the word, but I wrote it out that night. Wow! Glory to God. I was in one of those school chairs, you know, that you get in, sit down, you got your desk here. Amen. I stood right up in the middle of that auditorium. I disturbed that whole class. Hallelujah. With that desk hanging on me, shouting, praising God. Well, look what I've done. Look what I've accomplished in my life. 36 years old. Amen. Oh, it still runs cold chills up my backbone. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. With God. Then from that, God has led on his way. Well, he says, what? Look at verse 13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. If anybody would say, I fulfilled the Christian life, Apostle Paul, he would. Huh? Don't you agree with that? Could say that? Oh, yeah. He said, but I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Brethren, if you're still living in the past, you'll never mount enough for God. He said, forgetting those things that are behind me, I'm going on for God. If I let some failures I've had in my Christian life that's behind me, if it bothered me, I wouldn't be preaching tonight. But I got to forget it. Jesus washed them clean. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is thy flow that makes me white as snow. No other fountain I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Jesus has forgiven. If you asked him to forgive you, and God don't remember him no more, so you stop meditating on him, you got a mind that the devil has access to. And amen. But then you ain't thinking about it. You're thinking about the things of God. You may be reading the scriptures, and the devil will slip in and put a thought of your past in there. Yeah, slip in and put a thought of your past. Hey, don't meditate. Don't say, Jesus, go answer him. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to go on. Paul, that's what I want to be apprehended of him. I want to be apprehended of him. Watch what he says, verse 13. I count those things, amen, which are behind. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore as many be perfect, be thus minded. Yeah, that's perfection. Somebody said, well, you're a perfected preacher. Yeah, sure. Sinless perfection preacher. I sure am. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe God will get you out of the sinning business. Yes. You're a child of God. Now, he might take your lifetime to finish a job, but he's going to keep on working on you. Amen. He's going to keep working on you. He ain't going to let you get by. No, sir. He certainly ain't. I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereunto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same things. Let us mind. Are you trying to apprehend him? Are you seeking him daily? Oh, God, I want to do something for you. I want to count for your glory. I want to count for your praise. I tell you one thing, ain't a person in this building that pray like that to God, that God will forgive you. I won't use you. God will forgive you and use you if you do that. You may be a lady, you may be a man, you might be a wife, you might be a child. And you begin to seek out the God. Apprehend him that has apprehended you. Amen. Boy, Paul loved the Savior, didn't he? He loved the Lord. And he said, but if I don't say that I'm already perfect, oh, no, as Pharisees, I'm thinking you're already perfect. Oh, no, brother friend, that's room for works in Herbert Williamson's life that God needs to do. That's room for works in your life that God needs to do. Oh, yes, sir. We all need to press forward to the prize of the high calling of God. We need to press forward. He apprehended you one day. Do you know that? It was on a Thursday night he apprehended me. Yes, he got my attention that night as he got Paul's attention on the road to Damascus. And he apprehended Paul, said, now you go on into the boy. And I got in that local church, fell in love with my pastor, and let him teach me the word of God. He would read the scripture, I'd read it behind him. Amen. Old or new, wherever he read it, I'd read. He pronounced the word, I pronounced the word. I read it right behind him. My wife would take the Bible. When we got it home sometime, would sit down and read it to me. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm telling you, thank God. Amen. I got so out of while I can read it myself. Amen. Read it for my own good. Are you striving today? Christian, have you kind of eased up? Have you kind of eased up and said, I don't know. Have you let some of the things of the world creep in? Ease up, take away your desire to be used of God. Oh, it's unreal yet what God can do with this church if the men and women in this building would get on their knees before God and beg God to use them for his glory, for his praise. It certainly are. Paul said, I'm trying to press no more apprehend him that apprehended me. Amen. He will. He will. Father, take the message now tonight and use it for your glory. I pray, Lord, that some child of God will grab out to what was said tonight.
the Holy Ghost will make it real in our lives. And Lord, they may seek ye the Lord. And amen with all thy heart. It's a hard matter with you, Lord. Amen. It's not an intellect matter, but it's a hard matter, and we know that. Help us now tonight. Help us, church. Strengthen this church and give the desires of the pastor's heart to him. Oh, God. I've known this brother and his wife and children for years. And I love them. I prayed for them for years. I listened to them sing for years. Oh, God. And they bless my soul. They help me so much. Oh, God. Would you touch each desire this pastor has? Would you touch his, help him, Lord, and help these to seek the Lord? And we'll thank you and we'll praise you for it. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. Amen. Brother Mike, you come. Amen.